The season of Lent and Easter is the holiest time of the Christian calendar. There are different ways of celebrating this season, and there are reasons this is the season for bridging divides. Working on this from an inclusive faith-based perspective is the Reverend Marion Edmonds Allen, Executive Director of Parity, a nonprofit dedicated to healing divisions at the intersection of religion and LGBTQ plus concerns. And I am just so happy to welcome Marion back to State of Belief Radio. Thank you again for being with us again.
Dr. Gaddy, it is my pleasure and my honor. So wonderful to see you.
The Lenten season starts with Ash Wednesday, a day when many Christians wear a cross of ashes on their foreheads. You've been a leader in the Glitter Ash Wednesday movement, and I'd love to have you talk about that.
Glitter Ash Wednesday started about 5 years ago, and it started when my dear friend, Reverend Elizabeth Edmond, who's the author of Queer Virtue, and I were talking, and Liz is very involved with street liturgy. She's interested in what are the ways that people can express their faith in the public eye, in the public square. And Liz came up with this fantastic idea to add glitter to traditional ashes. And we offered it to the public, and that it has just taken off from there.
What's the most memorable response that you've received for that?
The Glitter Ashes was intended 5 years ago as a way for LGBT Christians to come out about their faith. And that was the original intent. And Reverend Edmond, she developed a very nuanced theological basis for this, because we were aware that, you know, we're talking about an old church tradition that is beloved by millions around the world. And the last thing we wanted to do is to be disrespectful. So we presented it in that way. And what we found was that there were churches all over the country, particularly in rural areas, particularly on college campuses, that just grabbed a hold of this and said, this is perfect. This is a way for us to show that faith is accessible for all people. And we were thrilled about that and continue to be thrilled about that. And there are others who have felt offended by this. And my heart goes out to them, because that was not the intent. And as a Christian pastor myself, I mean, Lent is a holy time for me. So my heart is aggrieved by that. So we always try to share that, no, this is to show that faith in God is for every person in the world. Yeah. And I hear from folks that, oh, we've been doing glitter ashes for years now, for 10 years. And I kind of chuckle to myself, because this was the fifth year. And some people feel like, oh, we've been doing this forever. So that this is God at work in the world.
Hmm. My goodness. You're part of a team that assembled and released a series of Lenten devotionals. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, related to Glitter Ash Wednesday, it's a way for different people to be involved in the Lenten season, and often people's whose voices aren't heard in the world. So we looked for folks who aren't published authors, and we asked them to write about scripture, and they did in beautiful and meaningful, powerful ways.
Hmm. It's so common for people to question the need for any kind of targeted LGBT-themed materials, be that in schools, lawmaking, or in religious contexts. I'm going to take a guess that you have an answer for that questioning.
I have many answers to that question, Dr. Gaddy. My approach to this question is that every single person should be able to have a relationship with God if they choose. And the fact that there are some folks who exclude LGBT people from church, or even horrifically say that God hates LGBT people. I mean, that thought to me gets me out of bed in the morning. Like, okay, what can we do? But I'm not alone. There are so many people who care deeply about this. And the studies show that over half of LGBT folks have a relationship with God, have spirituality, have a religious practice. So there are many of us out there. And the perception that sometimes people think, oh, well, LGBT and faith don't go together, that is the furthest from the truth.
Yeah, that's right. There is this terrible binary that's been created between LGBTQ identified and affirming people and self-proclaimed Christians who insist that they can't be real followers of Jesus. You specialize, thank God, in working at this complex intersection, and you've been remarkably successful at chipping away at stubborn ideological silos. What's your secret?
Well, this is God's calling on my life. So this is God's work. And I feel like I'm running to catch up with what God is up to in the world. What I have found is that the vast majority of people have loving hearts and have the best intentions. And sometimes they don't know the right words. Perhaps they don't know an LGBT person. And they just need someone to listen to them. They need to be able to ask their questions. They need to be able to feel safe in saying things and hearing reactions to that. So that's what I do. I just provide a place for people to ask questions. And then what I do is I ask them, what is there in your faith that will help you to better love LGBT people? Hmm. And then I watch the wheels turn as they think that over. Hmm. And that is something that I learned from my friend, the Reverend Kim Pearl, the Missouri pastor, mm-hmm. because in her holiness tradition, there are folks that long to love LGBT folks, and they know that they're in the pews, but they're not quite sure how to do that theologically. So they lean into, okay, how can we love? How does Scripture help us love? And it makes all the difference.
Mm. Marianne, I can't help but ask your counsel on this. As more and more states codify restrictions on specifically transgender identities and health care, what can you say to the parents who are caught in the middle? And if you wish, go ahead and speak to the communities that are being roiled by the kind of fear-mongering that we've been hearing so often from the lips of leaders who claim to be people of faith.
It's such a tough time in the world with these anti-trans bills out there. And my heart breaks for trans youth, for the families with trans youth. I have two transgender children myself. And what I have seen over the years, I have a background in working with LGBT young people, is that when there are these stories in the world of these anti-trans laws and different things, what we see is an increase in youth homelessness. We see an increase in suicide attempts. So this is very serious business. It's not just about a politician and a soundbite because they want to be positioned better for re-election. No, this is about young people's lives being put at risk. And so I say to the parents out there, there are so many people with you. There are so many people loving you, praying for you, working to be helpful in the world. And don't feel like you're alone. And to the youth out there, you are not alone. God loves you, and we do too.
I know you are involved in a number of initiatives in addition to the Lenten devotionals. Talk about what else you're putting out and help our listeners find these resources, if you would.
Oh, what a kind question. Another thing that Parity does related to the devotionals is called Holy Dialogues. And what that is it's an opportunity for people on all sides, if you know, as we say, of the LGBT and faith question, to be able to talk in a loving environment. We call it a curious and compassionate environment. So we have conversations together. Just this week, we started what we call a Converge group for LGBT faith-based folks to come together and just talk about faith, talk about being LGBT. So lots of opportunities for people to have a loving and sympathetic ear. We also have something called Blessed by Difference. You can see we have a theme where it's where I go and I talk to churches. I spoke with one last week and I just was a loving presence so they could ask questions. So we do a lot of that. We answer questions. We offer a loving ear and we offer advice when people ask advice of us.
So what do we need to know about Parity, the organization you lead, and how can our folks get involved in supporting that work?
Parity was originally called Presbyterian Welcome, and it was started in New York City to work for marriage equality and for ordination of LGBT folks. And 25 years later, Presbyterian Welcome has been now rebranded Parity after marriage equality was achieved and ordination was achieved in the Presbyterian Church. And we do a wide variety of things all over the country, all over the world. We support a worshiping community of LGBT Christians in Kenya. And they just recently started a ministry with LGBT young people who have been excluded from school there. So we work all over the place and in a variety of contexts, and we are always looking for new ideas. So, Dr. Gaddy, if you have a wonderful idea, and I'm sure you have several, and other folks who are listening, please be in touch with us, with me, if you'd like to get involved with what we're doing, or if you see a need in the world that we could be helpful with. Go to parity.nyc, parity.nyc, and you will see our email address there and a phone number. Just be in touch.
The Reverend Marion Edmonds Allen is Executive Director of Parity and Director of Blessed by Difference, with unique gifts for building common ground at the intersection of ideology and inclusivity. Marion is doing invaluable work in a time of entrenched tribalism and division, all too often in the name of God. Marion, it's always wonderful to talk with you. Thank you for being with us on State of Belief Radio again, and know that you're always welcome here.
Dr. Gaddy, thank you. My pleasure.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Your donations help keep us on the air. Information on how to donate is available at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stay up to date by subscribing to the free weekly State of Belief podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And take a moment to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be a part of the conversation. Social media helps connect like-minded people in conversation and company. I'd ask you to share State of Belief with just one person this week for whom you think this might be helpful. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.
The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see, he was. Mm-hmm.